the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
Psalms 107, verse 8 and 9 says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfies the longing soul and fills the hungry soul with goodness." What do you fill you with? Goodness. Are you full of goodness this morning? Have you experienced the goodness of God? Or is your soul still longing and reaching out for more? Is your soul still longing? Do you still have an emptiness in you? I'm going to tell you, God's calling you today because he wants you to experience his goodness. I'm going to tell you, he satisfies the longing soul. If you still have a deep emptiness on the inside and life haven't brought you any satisfaction, I'm going to tell you the reason why. Because satisfaction only comes through a relationship with Jesus Christ. You want to experience the goodness of God, you got to get in relation with Jesus. Amen. Number three, third thing, you got to expect the goodness of God in the future, in the days ahead. First thing you got to do is you got to rehearse it and tell it. Second thing you got to do is you got to praise God for his goodness. Amen. You praise God. You exalt God. You worship God for it. Third thing is that you have to expect the goodness of God in the future, in days ahead. When you're going through difficult, hard times, or you're facing adversity of some sort, when your future is uncertain, I'm going to tell you, when you can expect the goodness of God and you can face the future with courage and confidence, knowing that God has a plan for your victory. God has a plan to bless you. You can know that without question, God has a good plan for everybody. It's not his will that any should perish, but that all will come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the will of God. Amen. You got to expect the goodness of God to be released in your own life. I don't care if you're young, if you're old. I don't care if you're in between. I'm going to tell you, everybody ought to be expecting the goodness of God. You ought to be expecting God to be good to you because he is good and because God has already shown you his goodness when he sent Jesus to the cross. "He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things?" Freely. So you can rest assured today that God loves you and that he's got a good plan for you, and you ought to expect God's goodness to manifest in your life. Psalm 27, 13, and 14 says, "I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living." Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. The Amplified Bible says it this way. What? 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 What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? David was in a cave of Adullam. You know, history tells us that Saul had soldiers looking all over for David, all over for him. And David went into a cave, and history tells us that a spider came and weaved a web over the entrance of the cave. That's why they didn't go in there and find him. Because the men got there and say, "Oh, that spider web, ain't nobody in there. Big spider web like that." And David remembered that God brought men to him, 400 men who were discontented, distressed, and in debt. And God made a mighty army out of those men. And those men would lay their life down for David. David just said one time, "Boy, it sure be nice to have a glass of water." And he had men that was willing to go behind enemy lines to get him a cup of water. And David said, "No, don't do it." That's how much they loved him. And when David remembered all of how good God been to him, oh, I'm going to tell you. He said this. He says, "What would have become of me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living?" David say, if I didn't believe God was good and that he was going to deliver me and he was going to do in me what he said he's going to do, if I had not believed that, he said, I don't know what would have become of me. If I hadn't believed that even in my trouble, even in my hard places in life, I believed that God was still good and that God had a good plan and he's going to bring it to pass. Oh, I'm going to tell you, glory to God. Hallelujah. God has some goodness for you. You haven't experienced all of his goodness. He wants you to know that. He loves you. He cares. And he wants to be good to you. And he is good to you. He just wants you to trust in him more. He wants you to obey him so you can have fullness, full measure of God's goodness. Not just a little bit of goodness, just a little good. You say, I had a little goodness. No. God said there's an overflow waiting on you. You believe him. You keep believing that God is good and that goodness is coming to you beginning right now. Hallelujah. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Hallelujah. God's taking care of that situation that got you so troubled. It's got your heart troubled. Now let your heart trust in him. And say it's going to be all right because God is good. That's all you got to say. Somebody said, what you going to say? It's going to be okay. God's good. It's your answer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoicing in the goodness. Everybody ought to be rejoicing with her. And you shouldn't be. And you shouldn't be. Why the Lord? Why pastor went and prayed for her? I'm the one needed. See, he might have had me do that just that to bring that out. That you need to be rejoicing in her. Listen, can't nobody stop the goodness of God coming from you. That's between you and him. All you have to do is say, Lord, I receive it too. Thank you, Lord. You take it too. He good to everybody. Go ahead and get yours. Go ahead, everybody, take your goodness right now. Listen, say, Lord, I receive the goodness of God. Amen. All right, Number four, what do you do in response to the goodness of God? You manifest the goodness of God to those that are around you. God places his goodness in you. It is one of the fruit of the Spirit listed in Galatians 5:22. Love, joy, peace, goodness, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faithfulness, meekness, temperance. Goodness is a fruit of the Spirit. How many of y'all saved? Then you got goodness in you. You just can't lock it up. Some of y'all lock up your goodness. God tell you to be good to somebody, do a favor to somebody. I ain't doing that for them. You lock it up. Keep it on shutdown. Got your goodness locked up and on shutdown. You gonna decide who you gonna be good to. You need to let God decide. That goodness is to be given away. Amen. It's a goodness that God's revealing to you and through you. It's a goodness that he does in your life that you need to tell other people that cause them to change their mind. Because like I said, it's the goodness of God that caused men to change their mind about him. Goodness is powerful. Amen. Goodness is the selfless desire created in us by the Holy Spirit to be free-hearted and generous to others above what we think they deserve. Hallelujah. It is a supernatural urge. This is what goodness is working in you. It's a supernatural urge to give what is needed to benefit, to build up, to help, and to bless others. It is generosity with kindness and compassion in action. Everybody say generosity with kindness and compassion. So when you leave the tip, you don't throw it on the table. Here, go on, take your tip. I left you $5. That ought to be enough. Right? You know how you do something for somebody? Here, go on, take the thing. No kindness in it at all. Just mad because you gave it. You're being good, but you're nullifying it by your attitude. Just like that time, you know, I had a bag of silver bells. Everybody, that's Hershey Kisses. We called them silver bells when I was growing up. And mama had bought me a little bag, you know, and I was sitting in the car, I was having a chocolate fit. And Jackie was in the car. That's when you can leave your children in the car. It's too bad to take them in the store. Leave a crack in the window. Sometimes we have ours all down, just hanging all out the car. We some bad ones. Me and Jackie was in the car, and Jackie was begging me for a silver belt. I said, ain't getting you nothing. Need my silver belt. Mama bought these silver belts for me. So mama came to the car, and Jackie, Mom, Greg won't give me no silver belt. I said, boy, what's your... Mama called me Stanger. Say, yo, Stanger, get that girl some of them silver. You got a whole bag, and she ain't asked you but for one or two. Get that girl some of them silver bells. So I took my bag and said, here, go on, you can take them all now. Just put the bag, put the whole bag back. Don't want none of them now. I don't even want them now. Here, go on, take it. Mama, reach. Joe, sting yourself. Boy, I was a stingy little old fella. I was stingy. I didn't believe in sharing. Just you sharing with me is all I believed in. You share with me. Amen. It is generosity with kindness and compassion in action. When you clothe the poor, you feed the hungry, you meet the needs of others, these are called good works. That's what you call a good work. Meeting some need of somebody else is a good work. You've been called to do good works. You got the goodness on the inside, but you can't put it on lockdown. You know why you lock it down? Because you think you're going to have less. And you don't realize that when every time God motivates you to help somebody else, he got a blessing in store for you. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you got to manifest it. Goodness also describes the kind of character, the attitude, the disposition, and the motives we should possess. Goodness prompts us to live righteously for God's glory and to reject and to turn from what is evil and bad. So when goodness is at work in you, you don't want to do what's wrong. If you recognize something evil, you don't have nothing to do with evil because you got good on the inside. So you should be manifesting goodness. When people leave your presence or you leave their presence, they ought to be saying, man, that's a good person. When you treat people with respect, when you honor them and show them you really care about them, that's God revealing himself to them. Manifest the goodness of God. You should remember God's goodness and tell about it. You should praise God for his goodness. Amen. Number three, what's that? You should expect the goodness. Number four, you manifest it. You let God be good through you. You manifest the goodness. You expect it, you manifest it. And number five, you continue in it. So you don't just be good for a day. See, some of y'all are like, I had my day of goodness. I done been good already. That's enough goodness. Ain't that much goodness in the world. How many of y'all heard that? How many of y'all heard that saying? Ain't that much goodness in the world. Yeah, it is. Because the Bible says that the earth is full of the goodness of God.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Oh, he's a wonder in my